Does an Ashes Ish have Yibum? No. So could she have Chlitza? No. What? It's without the pasuk, not this pasuk, even without this pasuk. Even more than that. Even more than that. Hold on a second. Even more than that. Let me just
share 12.
Expand the question. Ooh. Wow. Hi. Wednesday night. More than that. Toises has a Abamino that Oma Ivriya is going to be used Chalitza. Oma Ivriya. Shivcha Kenainis even? Shivcha Kenainis! Rachmana Da'al Makula! Shivcha Kenainis! You can do Yibum to Shivcha Kenainis? No! So how can you have a Havamino that Chlitza is going to be Meshachra Shivcha Kenainis? And Shivcha and Chlitza is going to work for an Eshes Ish. There's no Yibum! Kola Oile Le Yibum! Oile Le Chlitza! Kosha Ein Oile Le Yibum! Ein Oile Le Chlitza! Kasha! Who asked this question? Chemda Shleima, brought by? Who was? Rev what? Which one? Moshe.
Chemda Shleima?
Chemda Shleima asked this question. Zok the Heiliger at Moshe Finkel, a beautiful teretz. He says, listen, you have to know the dynamics of Yibum. Why do we do Chalitza? Anyone? What? Because you don't want to do Yibum. So what does the Gemara mean to say, call she'oyle le Yibum, oyle le Chalitza? That when do you need to do Chalitza? Only if there's a Zika of Yibum. If there's no Zika of Yibum, there's no need to do Chalitza. But over here, we have already a connection that exists. What's that? Do we think that without the Chalitza, there's not going to be any Yishus? No. So we have Yishus. We have a Havamina that Chalitza is going to be used to be matter the Yishus. When the Gemara said, Kol she'oil le'yibum oil Chalitza means anyone that's oil le'yibum needs Chalitza. Anyone that's not oil le'yibum doesn't need Chalitza. But does this woman for sure need something?
No.
This woman in our Mishnah, does she for sure need something? Yes. Get Mrs. Abal in Chalitza works. Oil le'yibum oil Chalitza does not tell me you can't do Chalitza if you can't do Yibum. Oil le'yibum oil Chalitza tell me you don't
need
to do Chalitza if you don't need to do Yibum. But that's only by Yavama. Because Yavama without Yibum, is she connected to the Yavam? There's no Yibum? No. But this woman, is she connected to her husband? Absolutely. What do you mean? Before this teretz?
No, I mean if the chatter
oile. Ain't oile le chalitza. That's what we said is the maskana. The havamina was if Gabriel likes this pshat so much, he doesn't even know what the Chemda Shleima's kasha was. He's like, this is such a beautiful teretz. Like, what in the world was he thinking? That's the Bnei Chayil. That's the godless of Bnei Chayil. His teretz is so pushy, like, what were we thinking in the kasha? The Chemda Shleima thought the kasha was, he was saying, Kol Yibum Kol Chitza means, you can't do Chalitza if you can't do Yibum. You need an option of Chalitza in order for there to be an option of Yibum. Option of Yibum, do option of Chalitza. He says, Bnei Chayil, that's not what it means. It means the need to do, and he has a problem. The Bnei Chayil has a problem. Because do Bnei, the Chayve Lavim do Chalitza? Yes. What? Chayve Lavim. Do they do Chalitza? Yes. Do they do Yibum? No. Problem. Big problem. Serious problem. There's no Yibum and there's Chalitza. Huh? Yes, on himself. He doesn't, that's not what he says. No, I think it's exactly the custom. They don't do Yibum. They don't do Yibum.
But they're shy of Yibum.
They're not.
They have a law against.
expensive, but they could still.
I don't think they have Yibum. They don't have Yibum. It's not Teufis. I don't think it's Teufis. By Yibum. By Kedushin it is. By Yibum it's not. He says, special Xeris HaKosev. Oh, that's different. We're in a Schadish, a new parish of Chalitza, which otherwise we don't have, but really, Kitzer. That what?
Why is it against the Mikhail?
Because
the Pshat of
because over there we can understand much easier to say, listen, usually the halacha is that when you don't have Yibam, you don't have Chalitza, over here the Torah is Mechadish, that you can do Chalitza. That you can, even though, but over here the Torah is saying that the Svara is that the whole point of Chalitza is to undo the Yibam. Over here there's no Yibam, so there's no point doing Chalitza. So obviously you're wrong. It's not the same exact degree of a question. Al Ponim comes along with Elia Baruch Finkel and he asks a different question. Who was Rav Elia Baruch Finkel's father? Moshe Finkel. Rav Elia Baruch was my chavrusa, by the way. We were chavrusas. Myself and Rav Elia Baruch. We learned Elul together. We had a kavias to learn Hilchos Tshuva and Elul. And we learned every Friday. Until he had, even after he had a heart attack, but until whenever. He's a very, very dear friend of mine, Rav Elia Baruch Finkel. Very special yid. Son of Rav Moshe. He lived in Ar Zebir 45. I live in Ar Zebir 46. What? The Gelman would know. How long ago was he nifter? How do you not know? He's your great uncle.
My great uncle is nifter.
Rav Elia Baruch was nifter how many years ago? 6 years ago? Around 6 years ago. Frek da Rav Agoin, Rav Elia Baruch Finkel, Shailon, that in the din of Chalitza, there's also halacha that you need something called Kriya. It needs, what does Kriya mean? Like Kriya Satoira. What's Kriya Satoira? Yeah. You have to say. It says in the Pasuk, what does the Pasuk say? It says twice. Twice, three times. It says Lashon of Amar. Kocha Yoseh. Sherotzeh. Lahokim Shem Zera Lahokiv. The Gemara in Yevamis says, Chalitza needs Kriya. So what happens if you don't do Kriya? Says the Gemara, it's not Ma'akiv. However, what happens if there's a woman who is deaf, who is mute, she can't speak? She can't do Chalitza. Why? You need Roy Le Kriya. Ain Kriya Ma'akeves. You ever heard the saying, Roy Le Bila and Bila Ma'akeves. Roy Le Kriya and Kriya Ma'akeves. You have to be able to do the Kriya. Now what's the Kriya we do? The parish of Chalitza. This is what we do to a person who doesn't want to lahakim shem zera lahakim. Now, if you're doing Chalitza on a woman's husband, can you do Kriya over there?
No.
No! You can't do Kriya. There's no, what are you going to say? L'chayra, frek da Rav Agoin, Rav Elia Baruch, zatzal. So how could you have a avamina that Chalitza works by Ishas Ish if there's no Kriya? The Bnei Chayil asked that there's no Roy Leibum. Shouldn't be any Roy Lechalitza. Answer that question. Rabbi Baruch says there's no Kriya. And Roy Lekriya is Ma'akeves. Kriya is not Ma'akeves. Roy Lekriya is Ma'akeves. I'll read you the lashon of a rabbi going to Rabbi Elia Baruch Finkel. Me'ata tzorach iyon. Demai kosalko daitoch שתהי אישו יויצה בחליצה הלוי אין שייך נוסח הקריאה דחליצה גבו שיקריאה מאין יבוא מלהוקים שם זר לאוכים כוחו יוסל אישו שלא ייבונה בייס וכל זה לא שייך כלל גבי אישו this is her husband and they have kids maybe וכן אישו לחוירי וכאילו הם שאינו כיוון לא שייך בקריאה הרי קריאה מהכם הספוי Chloe, the cashier. Not Chloe, the cashier. Kasha is that part of the chalitza process is kriya. If we're learning that you, just like you could do chalitza by yevama, maybe chalitza is going to work by ishes ish. The chayra, what does chalitza need in order to work? Kriya. So you'd have to say you have to do the same kriya by ishes ish. But the kriya has a text. What's the text of the kriya? It is this man doesn't want to do yibum. You can't say that to an Eishes Ish, to a husband. This man doesn't want to establish the seed of his brother. You can't say that to a man who has children or maybe doesn't even have a brother. So the whole language of the Kriya isn't relevant. So it's like a person who can't do Kriya. Kol she'ena roi le Kriya, Kriya ma'akeves. To what?
Kriya is
Chalitza. Kriya is the Kriya. There's a text. What you're gonna make? You're gonna take do the entire Parsha Gershon? Make up a text? What? 100. It's Ma'akev. It's the Araisa. The pasuk says Vanisa Va'amra. The pasuk says Va'amra. Lashon is Me'ein Yavami. Ahakim Shem Zera La'achiv. There's a text. There's exact words. She has to say word for word with him. You have to make sure she says it exactly right. These words are very, very particular.
I don't know if I have a good answer, but it's clearly a differentiation from the case of where the Yavama's mute to this case.
What's the difference?
There is a problem with the Kavra. She can't do it. Here, she can't possibly say the Kriya. Here, the Kriya is just not so applicable to our case. That said, there's no problem.
I've seen the right
of the Kriya. If the Kriya would somehow work.
It's a little bit weird, though, no?
Yeah,
isn't that a little bit weird?
The Kriya is just ritual.
It's ma'akiv. I'd like to suggest something else. With the help of Abocher Achoshev Elio Bash, Meiro Yoir, his light should shine. I want to ask you the final question. Where do we learn Shtar Kedushin from? From where? What does that mean? Expound. From Gerushin. The get works, Yatzah, V'hoisa. Works to go out, works to go in. So let me ask you a question. What does it say on the Shtar to go out? What? You're a free bird. What does it say on the get to go on the star to go in? You are no longer a free bird. If you write that on the get's gonna be puzzle. What's the pshat? The Hekish is teaching you. You have to know exactly what the Nusach is to say. Rabbi Meir Stern asked this question, by the way. The Roshiva of Pesek. He was not my Chavrusa, and he was not my neighbor. He was my Rosh Hashiva. And that's all. From the hardest people to get close to, I tried, but it was rough speed. So I want to say the terrace like this over here. I don't know if it's exactly the same as my Gittin and Kedushin as fellas. Perhaps. This that you need a Kriya, is that a chelek of the Maisa Chalitza? Or is it a Machshir on the Chalitza? Is it a chelek of the maisa chalitza, or is it a machshir on the chalitza? Why can't something a machshir be makif? What does machshir mean? Yeah, it can be makif. A preparation can be makif. In order to do chalitza, first you have to do a kriya. But the maisa kriya, the maisa chalitza, I mean, is the maisa chalitza. What? Bina means we need it. You need it very badly. Without needing, let me ask you a question. This is complicated. Are the defanois a chelik of the schach, of the sukkah? Not simple. It might be a machlokes rishonim. Are the defanois a chelik of the sukkah, yes or no? Rashi says, "Al shem haschach kari sukkah." So machlokes rishonim, if shem shamayim is chal on the defanos or not. If you hold shem shamayim is chal on the defanos, what does that mean? It's part of the sukkah. If not, then what are the defanos? They are machshir for the sukkah. You need them. If you don't have them, your sukkah is going to be puzzle. But they're not a chelik of the sukkah. So over here, is the kriya chelik of the maisa chalitza, or is it just a machshir? In order to do chalitza, first you have to say this. Now you could do it. But the saying is not part of the doing. The doing is the doing. If you say the Amir is part of the chalitza, then we have the Rebbe Baruch's kasha, is docha givaldik kasha. You need kriya as part of your chalitza. You're learning out over here, kriya over there, kriya. But if you're telling me that kriya is just a machshir on the chalitza, that's kriya by yibum needs that machshir. Who said that the chalitza by kedusha needs that machshir? All we're learning is chalitza chalitza. This chalitza goes this way. That chalitza, the etzem chalitza has to be the same chalitza. True.
What's the etzem chalitza?
The ma'is chalitza. Take him off the shoe. Maybe spitting in the shoe. But the Amira is just a machshir, and a machshir is not a chelek of the drasha. Rebbe Baruch used to make funny sounds. Look at that. Rebbe Baruch, he was funny, Rebbe Baruch. So he used to laugh. Chayisor was this big parsha. He used to say Chumashir on Chayisor on Friday night for like 2 hours in his house. Packed, people were packed and come. Chayisor would come to his house, skips. It's possible. What? I'm sure that they must have printed it. Chayisor was a very big thing by him. I never went. He used to always, every year, he used to tell me. Anyway, that was a big thing. I'm sure it's printed somewhere. Rabbi Baruch and Chayisor. He had three things that he was very into: Chayisara, Shabbos Pasha Zohar, and Tshuva. Tshuva. I used to learn the Nachos Tshuva. I used to say, Tshuva is my baby. My baby is Tshuva. See, I'm going to say on Tshuva. That I have. I have a safe on Tshuva. Yeah. What? Yeah, what about Shtarin Get? Not the same as Lashon Get. What I was trying to bring out is that even... What?
Why wouldn't you need a Nesina by Kedushin?
Oh, so there's a Machlokes if you need a Nesina by Kedushin.
Yeah, but we...
It's a Machlokes. That might be part...
It has to be Kone.
What?
We learned if she even has to be Nafi Kone.
Correct.
It has to be whatever.
That's by Shtar, you mean. That might be part of the Machlokes. It's a Machlokes. We're going to see that. Machlokes if he has to be Kone or not. Is it Toymer to get or not Toymer to get? That might be part of the Machlokes. How far to take the Hekesh? Might be part of the Machlokes. We're not. We're not making up a new chalitza.
Chalitza is only one.
It is the same. The chalitza is identical. It's the same chalitza. That's just a machshir. It's just a machshir. It's a kal v'chomer. The chalitza works over there, works over here.
Right. Same thing, because shar is a universal thing, a universal concept, and since we see it by Gershon, we learn that you're able to eat shar by Kedushin. Now we're able to tweak shar to Kedushin. Chalitza
There's a question that I hear that Chesky's asking. I would ask it a little differently. There's a concept called Dayoi Lavoi Min Hadin Liois Kenidin. We're learning out of a Kal V'Chomer, but over there it needs how could you make it Dayoi Lavoi Min Hadin Liois Kenidin over there? So over here we're saying that it works. Yeah, that's more easier. Can't be easier. Over there only works if it has an Amir. How could over here work even without an Amir? Yeah, I know. Shaz, can you say Dayo even on that or not? It's not part of that. Some chalitza. Yeah. Dos darf min vissen. Darf min vissen.
So
you spoke about this in Shir today. The Tosis Ria Zakin seems to say that that's not true. What do you mean Ein Dover Acher Karsa? What else is Kairis?
Misa.
Misa is Kairis. So what's the pshat Ein Dover Acher Karsa? So Tosis Ria Zakin, what it means? Adi Yedei Misa Habal. Oish Oish Labal. Ava Misa Min Shamayim Kamakni La. In Shamayim it's Kairis. That's the way I'm understanding. But is Misa Kairis?
Yeah.
Yes. And the Meiri is Mashma, it's not. A Kairis. Is it something that breaks? Is it break? Kairis is to break. Does Misa break the relationship? Or is it just no relationship to be broken? In other words, the Meiri just says that that as long as she's alive, she's usher to people. Once she's dead, she's not usher. Why not? Because they're not married anymore. Did anyone break the marriage? No, there's just nothing to be married anymore. For sentimental feelings. That's what he says.
It sounds like there is a crease in Shemaya.
Yeah, that's what we said in the Tosri Azokin. Tosri Azokin says that there's a crease.
There is in Shemaya. It's happening in Shemaya.
The Meiri is mashma that there's no. Ain an iteres l'shum adam oy bechayov elo beget. What does it mean? That means that once it's.
Hey, the Gemara is talking. No, I would say that they're still married.
The Gemara is talking about.
Right. I would say that they're still married. It's just that the iser of marrying somebody else is only applicable when the Baal is alive. It means like.
So now you're allowed to marry an ish ish? That's pretty wild.
Not an ish ish.
Yeah, an ish ish.
Her husband.
So you're saying they're not married?
The isser ish ish.
Are they married or they're not married?
They're not married.
Let's say they're married.
They're married and yeah. you're allowed to marry an ish ish? What?
Even though it's the wife of a man, but the isser, that's what it is.
You're saying a very big kiddush. Saying that she's married and she's allowed to marry someone else.
No, she's not married. Remember, I don't know if you've ever seen this crazy rugged shabbat I saw like 6 years ago. So I don't remember it. It says that every man's husband's wife is ish-ish, but she's still mutter at the same time.
Who said that?
The rugged shabbat. I saw it on Gita in 11th grade. It talks about the...
Fresh memory.
No, it talks about Amar Via.
It's high school? Fresh memory.
It's the rugged shabbat. It's a real... I have to find the rugged
shabbat. Probably not.
Okay, Rabbi Isai. There's Rabbi Chana and Akivet Shurim here, and Achilles Yaakov, that go through this whole discussion over whether or not Misa is a matir or it's just a lack of a relationship. Major
is it a Misa or not?
Major
a Misa to break it off, or you're in a Misa?
Spoke about what?
Why can't the Misa be a Misa?
There's another nafkamina that he brings down. Whether or not a goy whose spouse dies is mutter or aser. Let's say a goyish woman whose husband died, is she allowed to marry someone else? She doesn't have a matter of, does she have get? No. Does she have a matter of Misa? No. She has nisuin, not kedushin. She has nisuin, not kedushin. No, maybe they're still married.
They're still married. They're dead. One party's dead.
That's the question. Can you be married to someone who's dead?
No. That's not a thing.
You don't think so, but perhaps you can be.
That's like one of these called that, though.
What? You're saying that why are they buried next to each other?
If they're both dead at the same time.
Oh, then they get remarried?
No.
Then what?
Rabbi Yari told me.
I'm asking a question.
That it does something in Shemayim that if they're both dead and they're married,
why?
I don't know, something in Shemayim.
So obviously they're still married.
They're definitely not married. On a spiritual sense, they may be connected.
Can they still be married?
So let me ask you, if the husband's dead and she marries somebody else, it's called Ish.
That's what the Pnei Yeshua says. That's what the Pnei Yeshua says.
No!
Yes!
He said yes?
For a guy. For a guy. Because a guy doesn't have the matir of Misa. Only a yid has the matir of Misa.
So we kill them?
Yeah. A guy has the Isra of a rice also.
So if a woman's right, if a goyish woman's husband dies, and she has remarried, we kill her.
How could he give her?
Was Pnei Yeshua a posse?
How could he give her?
Was he was a lamdan or a posse? There's no way this halacha on Misa.
The point is that there's two ways of looking.
This will also be true for a Jew before
Mount
Torah.
What?
Look at the bottom of the article.
Right?
The Hebrew
one. Okay, folks, we're going to start the next sugya. Rabbi, the next sugya is huge, massive, massive sugya. We're going to have to do a lot of groundwork. So tomorrow we're going to just try to like dig tomorrow. We'll do a few yesaidas, but mainly we're digging tomorrow to try to like get into the sugya. It's very, very complex, back and forth. Habamina, Maskanas, different Gemaras, different spheres, different Rishonim. So we have a lot of work to do, Rabbi Isai. We'll start tomorrow.
Be there. Not getting into the.